From the Houston Public Media Newsroom, I'm Gail DeLauder. Houston's mayoral contest is starting to heat up. Early voting is just a little over a month away. And one of the more controversial campaign proposals comes from State Senator John Whitmire. News 88.7 political reporter Andrew Schneider looks at Whitmire's proposal to bring DPS troopers to Houston. It's an effort to reduce crime in the city. And we'll look at how similar efforts played out in other major Texas cities.
A recent UH Hobby School poll found that more than 80% of likely voters thought that Houston's next mayor should focus on crime as his or her top priority. For many, that boils down to the question of how many police are on the streets.
The Houston Police Department down probably close to 2,000, if not more, officers.
Douglas Griffith is president of the Houston Police Officers Union, which has endorsed John Whitmire for mayor.
If they were to bring in something like troopers just to handle the freeways, just to handle accidents and traffic, that would be just a big benefit for all in Houston.
Whitmire says that if elected, he'll bring 200 DPS troopers to assist the Houston Police Department.
They would work under the direction of Chief Fenner, who will tell you today they're already there. They're their partners with their anti-gang task force, their narcotics division.
That's Senator Whitmire, who says that in addition to traffic enforcement, DPS could use its forensics lab to reduce the backlog in Houston's rape kit and ballistics analyses. All that would enable HPD to focus on other tasks.
Your burglar alarm goes off, the bad guys don't even worry about it any longer because they know there's not going to be a response. Traffic enforcement's not what it ought to be. Repeat violent offenders are walking the streets of Houston with warrants for their arrest.
There have been two significant recent precedents for bringing in DPS troopers to work with local law enforcement. In March of this year, Governor Greg Abbott directed DPS to assist the Austin Police Department.
There was increased enforcement.
Gloria Leal, General Counsel for the League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC, describes what happened next.
And it turned out to be targeting Hispanics primarily and the African American community.
The Travis County Attorney's Office found that between March and May, Hispanic and Black residents averaged between 80 and 90% of misdemeanor arrests. That percentage dropped sharply between May and July when the city suspended its partnership with DPS, then picked up again in July when the partnership resumed. Whitmire says that Austin is not the model he's aiming for. Instead, he's looking to Dallas, which brought in the DPS in the summer and fall of 2019 to combat a rising murder rate.
What they did was patrol the streets.
Dallas County District Attorney John Cruzo initially supported the move, but he soon changed his mind because a pattern emerged similar to what Austin saw later.
Their methodology was to pull over people for traffic violations or perceived traffic violations and stop them. And it was done in neighborhoods of color.
Roughly 17,000 DPS traffic stops in Dallas yielded just over 100 illegal firearms, suggesting they were an inefficient means of deterring violent crime. And Dallas Police Department statistics compiled by the FBI show that the murder rate in Dallas spiked the year DPS was there and continued to go up the year after they left. All that said, a recent Gallup poll ranked Dallas the safest among 16 of the largest cities in the country. Again, Senator Whitmire.
The real problem is we need additional public safety.
Whitmire says the long-term solution is to recruit more police officers. Given Houston's budget outlook, that may present problems of its own. Whitmire says the DPS deployment, at least, would be paid for by the state. DPS did not respond to a request for confirmation. For News 88.7 In Depth, I'm Andrew Schneider.